This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Some of these stories are, as usual, you know, very disturbing. But one of the most disturbing that I think we've seen and heard in the last couple of years is the story of the six-year-old boy who allegedly shot his teacher in January, where everyone's going, well, how on earth, you know, well, I guess it's not that shocking anymore that children get their hands on guns, but a six-year-old got his hand on a gun and brought it to school and shot his teacher in the head. Now, what is the story of this? Because everybody's going, where are the parents? Deja Taylor, the mother of the six-year-old, has been indicted by a grand jury and arrested. She faces charges of felony child neglect and misdemeanor recklessly leaving a loaded firearm so as to endanger a child. The six-year-old boy will not be facing charges due to a lack of understanding the criminal justice system. This took place back January 6th at Richneck Elementary School, where the boy shot his teacher, Abigail Zwerner, after the altercation. Zwerner sustained gunshot wounds to her hand and chest, but managed to safely escort her students out of the classroom before being hospitalized. So she's shot in the head and the chest, and she's still helping the other kids. This is a super teacher who I would not blame her if she never wants to set foot in the classroom again for the rest of her life.
Yeah. I hope she gets just millions of dollars and never has to work again in her life, because there's no way she'd ever want to go back and teach, I wouldn't think. Her level of trust.
The boy's family claims the gun was, this is what I love, where the claim, the boy's family claims the gun was secured and the boy has an acute disability and was under a care plan at the school. Well, clearly it was not secured. So you can claim that all you want. I mean, are you also saying that your six-year-old is like cracking safes or something, that it was secured? Because obviously it was not secured. So the argument it was secured doesn't even make sense. And he has a learning disability. On the day of the shooting, school officials are reportedly informed that the boy likely had a gun. And still, not a whole lot was done. Zwerner's attorney filed a $40 million lawsuit against the school, alleging officials ignored warnings about the boy's history and random violence, including choking his kindergarten teacher.
Oh. Okay, if he... All right.
It's Damien.
Here's my question.
This is like real-life Damien.
Yeah. Okay. So we've established, and I don't want to mock anybody, but we've established this kid's got some issues. Okay.
Yeah.
There's some problems here. Why isn't he somewhere where he can get the help he needs and with people that can help him? Because wasn't she just a basic teacher? And I don't mean basic as in nothing special, but I don't think she was dealing with kids who are horribly disturbed.
She wasn't a special needs teacher. The problem that we have in a lot of our education system now is that they don't necessarily have a lot of, it's not separated like it was back in our day where there were special, I mean, there are specific special needs classes in times, yes, but there's a lot of trying to integrate some of that into just regular classrooms, which I think is completely asinine because number one, it's almost like it's for the parents who want to feel like their special needs child isn't special needs, is what it feels like to me. Because in many cases, it disrupts the class. It's not something that's necessarily going to be beneficial to the child that needs something different, that needs a different way of learning than the rest of the kids. And it's not beneficial to the rest of the kids either, who then are dealing with a disruptive child. Not of their own fault, because they have something that's not right with them. So it's not a benefit to anyone. And then tell these teachers, okay, you all juggle this and make sure everything's okay and everybody's healthy and fine. It's insane.
But there's got to be a place where this child should have been other than this classroom other than with this teacher.
The parents supposedly always brought the child to school, and one of them stayed with the child in school every day. Except for this day. So how that's always the protocol, and then one day it's just like, well, no big deal. Somebody's got an appointment, so you got them all to yourself. Then just don't take the kid to school that day.
Sounds like a failure somewhere. Somebody completely messed this up.
A lot of failures. Zwerner's attorneys filed a $40 million lawsuit against the school. Attorney Diane Toscano states that there were failures in accountability at multiple levels and seeks to hold the school leaders responsible for their role in the tragedy. Commonwealth's attorney Howard Gwynn says that the investigation into the shooting continues and a special grand jury will determine if additional charges against others are warranted.
Wow.
So,
and those kids endured a school shooting. I mean, it's just, yeah. There's so much of this.
So add that to the thing where you have the other 6-year-olds in the class witnessing their teacher getting shot and then evacuating them out. That won't cause any future mental health problems for anybody, will it?
Right.
But let's put the kid in there that really shouldn't be in there because he needs his own special help to make everybody feel special and everybody's equal. And it's not. The kid needed help. And the adults who were supposed to be fucking adults weren't adults. Nobody's using common sense here as to what and how we handle these sort of situations. So people can get the help that they need. And those that are not in need of that extra help can learn in a atmosphere that's conducive to learning.
Well, and what's going to happen here, Tony, is that we're going to have incidents like this with, you know, this was a very specific incident, but school shootings, things like that. People are not going to go into the teaching field. We already know that they are maybe not compensated the way they ought to be. There's a lot of underfunding for schools. So a lot of teachers are funding things themselves with supplies and things like that. People aren't going to go into this profession. Then what the hell do we do?
You're exactly right. And that's why so many are leaving that profession. And that's why I think sometimes things are falling apart the way they are as well, because there's plenty of very good teachers out there, but it's in a lot of districts as well, it's just maligned with subs. And quite honestly, it doesn't take that much to become a sub. And some are great, some not so much. And you end up just deteriorating the system down to nothing. And it's already a shitty system. We already don't teach our children much of anything of value. It's very broken in so, so many ways. This is just another very stark example of that.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on any of that? You sure can. The phone number is 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.